New Year to you as well.
新年快乐.
What a great time this is for us as Christians to be able to witness the goodness of God.
这是一个多好的时间，我们可以来见证主。
Martha and I have talked often about you, and we've missed being with you over these past weeks, but know that we have been praying for you very faithfully.
我跟我太太一起非常的想念你们，也常常为你们祷告。
I've been reading several articles over these last couple weeks that talk about what's going on in China, as there are many believers coming to know Jesus, or many people becoming believers and coming to know Jesus as the church is growing rapidly there in China.
我读了几篇文章，写到说里面中国现在呢，这基督徒或教会迅速的成长，非常的很令人吃惊。
The gospel is always very powerful, and when it begins to change lives of people, it makes a difference in their life and the way they live and what they practice.
圣经呢，的确改造了很多的人，不管是他们生活的所言所行。
So I trust that you will continue to pray for family and friends and those of that you know that are still there in China who need to hear the gospel, and that they will be receptive to hear the message of the good news of Jesus Christ.
我鼓励大家呢，继续为在留在中国的这个亲朋好友，能继续为他们祷告，让他们的灵里面呢，能够感受到神。
My study this year has been in the book of Daniel.
今天的信息是这个丹尼里书。
As a matter of fact, I've been developing about 9 messages from this great book of the Bible.
我今天会讲到的9个主要的信息。
This morning I'm going to give you a little background of the book of Daniel and a few very practical points for us to be able to focus upon.
今天我会讲到的几个主要的这个重要点，然后呢，大家能够来学习跟应用。
The book of Daniel is about a young boy, 15 years old.
丹尼里书一个15岁的少年人。
That's where it begins in his life story.
这是从他开始在这圣经里面的故事。
He, along with other Jews, were taken captive and prisoners of war.
他跟几个其他的少年人一起被因为战争被俘虏。
If you read it, as you read the entire story of the book of Daniel, you will discover that he was a captive for more than 70 years.
如果你读了丹尼里书，你会发现呢，他跟其他人一起呢被俘了，然后呢被这个关押一起，一共有17年。
Isaiah had warned the people of Jerusalem that there was coming a day when they possibly would be taken by war.
以赛亚呢，他已经有预告说，以色列人会被俘，而且会被拘押有一段时间。
Nebuchadnezzar was the emperor of Babylon.
这个王呢，尼布甲尼撒呢，是一个巴比伦的王。
And Babylon was very pagan and was not interested in the spiritual things.
这个巴比伦呢，是一个异教，它是一个异信这个异教很深的一个国家。
Around 600 BC, Nebuchadnezzar and the troops from Babylon took Jerusalem by war.
在公元前600年的时候呢，巴比伦呢就征服了这个以色列。
As you discover, as you read and discover the whole story, they defeated them very soundly.
如果你看到这个故事的话呢，你就发现呢，巴比伦呢，这个征服这个以色列犹大国呢，是非常的顺利的。
Even though the people in Jerusalem honored God and reverend God, they still ignored the warnings that the prophets had given.
虽然呢，在耶路撒冷的人呢，虽然是信神，但是他们还是忽略了神的预告。
After they had defeated and taken Jerusalem in the battle, they took 25% of the people from Jerusalem and brought them back to Babylon as captives.
当这个巴比伦的征服了这个犹大，征服了耶路撒冷的时候，他们带走了大概有25%的人，回到了这个巴比伦。
And then while these people were captive in Babylon, they were there for the next 70 years. They never returned back to Jerusalem ever again.
这些 25% 的人一直住在这个巴比伦国长达70年。
Daniel was a hero that God honored and God brought good to.
这丹尼尔是一个英雄，那神呢重用他。
There are many ways that we could look at the book of Daniel. We could look at it from a book of prophecy, or we could look at it from the stories and the tests that God gave Daniel through his life.
从这个故事里面呢，我们也可以从看到呢，其他的从箴言里面，其他的圣经的地方呢，看到这个神呢如何来重用这个但以理。
There were five tests that God gave Daniel throughout the book.
这里有五个对神有给。但以理有五个测试。
And every time Daniel passed these with great success, God also gave him more power and more influence in Babylon.
每一次呢，但以理呢通过这个测试的时候呢，神就给他更多的力量，更多的这个影响力来影响在巴比伦。
One of the things that the emperor tried to do was to take these young men that he took captive as prisoners of war and somehow to bring them to forget who their family was, who God was, and to reprogram their minds and their hearts.
这个巴比伦王呢，这是从这些被俘的人的少年人里面呢，帮想这个训练他们，让他们忘记他们自己的宗教、他们的所在，然后呢，能够呢完全符合呢他们巴比伦的标准。
As a matter of fact, as you read the story, you will see that the emperor brought them to eat in his palace, to eat only his food, and was trained in all of his ways.
那这个巴比伦王呢，就是让这些人呢，这些被俘的人吃他的食物，而且呢，学习他们自己的风俗还有语言。
In every way, it was an attempt to change their life and what they believed and how they were raised.
想试图的去改变他们的生活跟他们所相信的。
And yet, Daniel was unshakable.
但以理是不可摇动的。
And as you continue to read the story, you will discover again and again how God was faithful in providing him the strength to stand the test and the trials that would come his way.
那我们在继续读但以理书的时候，你会发现神如何重用他，能够让他一次又一次通过这些试验。
As Daniel grew, he grew in influence and power in Babylon.
但以理呢，就逐渐地增加他的影响力在这个巴比伦。
You will discover that he became the second in command.
你就会发现他成为了这个王以下的第二个重要的人。
The only person who had more authority than Daniel was the emperor himself.
除了就等于是中国的宰相，除了王之外，他就是最有权势的人。
And yet Daniel continued to live by faith in his belief and what he understood about God.
但以理持续地将他的信仰持续地推到这个前面来。
This morning, try to imagine yourself being taken to a strange land and for 3 years being trained and trying to attempt to change the way you think and the way that you live.
这个巴比伦王是尝试着用三年的时间去改变这些年轻的人，让他们的想法跟他们的生活有所改变。
We would have to say this morning that Daniel's influence of his parents in the first 15 years was very significant.
我们可以这样子说，但以理的父母对他的影响，在他之前的十五年有非常大巨大的影响。
They taught him the ways of God and to trust God and to do good.
他教他们的神的作为，还有如何来相信神、依靠神。
In the world that we live today, there's change happening all around us.
在今天的日子里面，我们看到世界上一直都在变化。
There are people who are trying to influence us to turn our ways, to turn ourselves away from the things of God.
很多人一直想来影响我们，来让我们改变我们的想法，来远离神。
People are trying to lead us in a way in which it does not honor God and what He expects of us.
尝试的让我们来改变我们，让我们能够不知道说我们的神跟我们的这些。
We are all influenced by society and what is where we live and the culture that's around us.
我们一直被我们所在的环境还有文化所改变。
This morning, I just want to take in these next few minutes, having looked at the background of Daniel, to now look at some simple little things that we can learn about how to handle difficulties when they come our way.
我们先用这两分钟的时间来看如何从但以理里面的生活来让我们来知道是如何来克服这些困难在我们的生命中。
Brothers and sisters, let me say to you that you can rest assured and don't be surprised when adversity comes your way.
弟兄姊妹，我可能跟你确认，有很多的变化，很多不利的，基本上呢是在你生命中会遇到的。
As a matter of fact, Jesus warned us in John when he said, you will experience difficulties.
神在这个约翰福音里面就是告诉我们说我们都会遇到困难。
And yet if you maintain your faith in God, you will remain unshakable.
如果你维持你的信仰，你的基本上是不会动摇的。
Shake-ups and things that happen to us in our life are very normal.
动摇改变是在我们生命里面是常见的。
It's simply because we live in a broken world.
只是因为我们住在这个是一个破碎的一个世界。
A world that is filled with sin.
这个世界里面充满了罪恶。
And the world is trying to control and trying to be God in itself.
这个世界尝试的成为我们的神。
Jesus warns us to be aware that these adversities are going to come so that we will not fall apart or do harm in the end.
这神一直来告诉我们说这些困难或者是不利会刻来让我们能够预先知道所以不至于跌倒。
What is the source of the adversities that come to our lives?
什么是不利的来源呢？
Let me suggest a few things to you this morning.
让我来提醒你各位。
I think the first thing is my old nature. I am my biggest problem.
第一个是我们的天性是我们最大的一个问题。
We are born sinners, and having been born a sinner without Jesus in our lives to make a difference, we are out of control.
我们是罪人，是一个天生的罪人。如果没有耶稣基督，我们是会有很大的问题。
The Bible warns us again and again that this is the biggest enemy we have, is our old nature.
圣经只告诉我们，我们的老我是一个很大的一个罪。
There needs to be a change in our life, and that change can only come by knowing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
那改变呢，不能靠我们自己，只有靠耶稣基督。
And accepting the fact that when He comes into our life, He forgives us of our sins, He cleanses us, and He makes us whole. He makes us a new individual.
只有神到我们心中的时候，我们才能变成新造的人，能够有新的作为。
When that change takes place in our life, then we begin to live in a different way.
当这个改变来的时候，我们就可以活出不同的人生活。
Our practice and our lifestyle is totally different.
我们的所作所为跟我们的生活就会完全的不同。
Another thing that brings adversity to our life is the world.
另外一个不利来到我们的是这个世界。
The world wants to pull us down to its level.
那这个世界希望把它将我们拉到它的一个范围里面。
You listen to it in the news, you read it in the papers, you see it all around you.
你看那个新闻，你看这个报纸，你就可以看到所有的事情。
There's probably not a day that we do not wake up hearing that the night before someone's life was taken out of anger, out of being out of control.
当我们醒来的时候，我们就看到有些人的生命被因为是不受控制，或者是因为愤怒而被取走。
The world and its influence is powerful in our lives.
世界的影响力在我们的每一个人身上是巨大的。
I think another force that brings adversity to our lives is Satan.
另外一个不利的在我们的生活上面是一个撒旦。
Brothers and sisters, he's our enemy.
弟兄姐妹，他是我们最大的敌人。
He opposes every good thing that we do.
他呢反对我们所有做的好事。
When we're loving God and we're sharing the good news of God, Satan is very angry.
当我们呢跟随神或者是分享我们爱的时候呢，是撒旦就非常的愤怒。
And he will do everything that he can to pull us down.
他会做任何的一些事情来拉下我们。
I think there is another thing that also brings adversity in our lives as well.
还有一件事情会帮我们产生不利的事。
You may be a little surprised when I suggest this, but I believe that God sometimes brings adversity into our lives.
我也许你会觉得很好奇，但是神的确有些时候会带来一些不利的事。
Yes, sometimes God just wants to shake up our lives.
有些时候神就是想要让我们的生活呢有所变动。
Sometimes we just get too comfortable with the way we're living and what's going on around us. And God comes in with a little influence and says, I'm going to bring some adversity in your life in order that you will pay more attention to me and that we will stay on track with what I desire in your life.
神呢，有些时候会觉得我们的生活太过安逸了，太过于享受了，所以呢，神就会带来一些这个挑战来给我们，让我们能够警醒，然后回到应该走的道路上。
God wants to use our adversity for His good.
神会使用我们这些挑战来帮助我们。
The emperor of Babylon thought that if he could change the minds and the hearts and the conditions of those captives that he took in Jerusalem, that he would be able to be a winner.
这个巴比伦王呢，尝试着用改变这个信仰啊、饮食啊，来希望的这些少年人呢，能够改变过来，历从他们成为一个最后的赢家。
But Daniel in his adversity would not bow down to the emperor.
但是呢，但以理面对这些挑战的时候，他并没有屈服。
He remembered that God was more powerful and that God would see him through every adversity that he faced in life.
他相信呢，神会呢帮助他能够面对各种的挑战，而且能够战胜。
In our lives, we can find that same truth.
在我们生活里面，我们可以发现到相同的事情。
When adversity comes in our life, God is faithful if we will turn to Him and trust Him, and we will surrender to Him and let Him be the guide and director of our lives.
当挑战来临的时候呢，神会呢帮助我们，让我们能够接受各种各式的挑战，而能战胜它。
You remember the words of Matthew 6 when he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all good things will be added unto you."
Okay, 在马太福音上面里面有讲到的，当你在做所有的事情的时候呢，跟随神的时候呢，所有的好的事情就会加在你的身上。
Most often, after the adversity has passed, we look back and we see how God uses that adversity in our life to bless us.And to help us to grow.
当所有的挑战过去的时候呢，我们会回头一望呢，我们发现呢，神就用这些挑战来改造我们，让我们更变得更好。
Another insight that I think we learned from Daniel's life, and I will pass on to you this morning.
另外一个我从但以理书里面学到的东西，我今天要来告诉大家。
We need to look for ways that God might use the adversity for good in our life.
我们要试着从这个神给我们的挑战里面来去学习，能够如何能得到益处。
Let me suggest a few things to you quickly this morning.
让我来给你各位大家几点建议。
Remember the words of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, the 11th verse.
大家记得耶利米书的这个。
God says the plans that I have for you is good.
我有一个计划是对你好的。
It's not for harm.
不是伤害你。
They are plans to give you hope and a future.
这是一个对你有帮助的计划。
Brothers and sisters, that's good news, that in the midst of our adversity, God wants to teach us some lessons, and He wants to use these things to our benefit.
各位弟兄姐妹，这个神呢是利用各种的挑战呢来帮助我们，来让我们得到益处。
Sometimes God shakes things up to inspect me. He wants to look in.
Okay. 有些时候呢，神借用这些呢挑战呢，来让我们能了解到神。
God is interested in my motives, my fears, my values, my misconceptions, and even the lies that I believe.
神呢会利用各种方式让我们来察觉到我们的各样的缺点，各样的心思，来让我们来更接近。
God will shake me up because He really wants to look inside and see what's going on.
神呢常常会呢让我们呢让我们更清楚地了解到，利用各种方式让我们清楚了解到，我们自己。
You remember again the words from Scripture that He knows our heart.
我们记得这个，我们从这个圣经里面知道说，神知道我们的心。
And He will test us in order that we might grow. And become more like Him.
他会测试我们，让我们能够成长，来更像神。
God sometimes shakes us up then to inspect us, and sometimes God shakes us up to correct us.
神呢，有些时候呢，会让我们接受挑战的时候呢，让我们能更尊敬他，或者更能够接受他。
It's interesting as you concluded reading the book of Daniel that you would discover after they had been away from their homeland for 70 years and they returned, they never again fell into the sin of idolatry.
你会很惊奇地发现在这个但以理书里面写到，当这个70年过后之后，这些人回到了耶路撒冷的时候，他们就从来就没有再落到这个这个奸淫里面。
So sometimes God sometimes God shakes things up to inspect us, and secondly to correct us.
所以呢，神呢就用这个方式呢，能够让我们能够受到尊敬，而且能够矫正我们的行为。
I'm sure this doesn't happen today, but when I was a little boy, I remember on many occasions my mom and dad would say when I did something wrong, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you.
当我小的时候呢，有时候我妈妈呢会告诉我呢，做了很多什么事情错误，这个是会很伤害我的心的。我相信你们都不会这样想。
My mom had a yardstick, and the yardstick was sort of the rule. And if I was out of line, she would take the yardstick and she would give me a little crack across the bottom.
她妈妈呢有一个竹条，当她做错的事情呢，她会在她的这个打在她的屁股上面。
And if it was really bad, she would say, "Wait till your dad gets home."
最差的是说，她会跟她讲说，等到你的父亲回来的时候，你就知道。
Well, you know, just as the correction by our parents helped us grow to be who we are today, in the same way, God needs to bring correction in our lives that we will grow to be more like Him as well.
就像是父母来矫正我们的行为一样的，神也是透过了矫正的方式来让我们更像他。
Another thing I discovered from Daniel, that God shakes us up to direct us.
让我们这另外一个方式来办理你来看的方式呢，来看到就是有关于这个加勒底。
Again, let me share a quick little story. When I was growing up as a kid, my parents often, when they would take us on a trip, the very first thing that they would do before we would drive out of the driveway is we would bow in prayer and pray that God would watch over us and protect us on the trip.
我来分享另外一个小故事，就是每次呢，我跟我父母要出远门的时候呢，我们在出发之前呢，我们都会做一个祷告，希望神来保护我们。
One of the things that I know that was true of my dad in planning every trip, he would look at the maps and he would carefully plan out the direction we would go.
我都记得的，我父亲的每次出这个旅游的时候，他都会先看着这个地图，然后呢清楚地知道说我们要去到什么地方。
And once that he determined the direction and the path that we were going to go, he didn't deviate from that.
一旦呢，我父亲决定的路线呢，他从来不改变这个路线。
Because he asked God to direct us and to direct him in the choices that he made.
因为呢，他呢祈求神呢给他一个方向，而且让他能够达到。
On one occasion, we got up early in the morning, and he changed his mind and changed the plans during the night.
有一次呢，他在一个早上呢，他突然呢改变了他的一个路线跟决定，是他昨天晚上决定的。
We hadn't driven very many miles.When all of a sudden something happened that showed us that this was not God's plan for our life.
And 在我们开了不久之后呢，我们就发现呢，这个路线这个方向呢，不是神所需要我们给我们的。
Now you look back in the cars 50 years ago, most of the cars had bumpers that wrapped around them and hung out over the side of the car.
我记得呢，在15年前的时候，车呢在那，10年前 ，OK， 车的后面呢有一些那个什么，就是后车的那个 bumper 呢有一些东西。
As he was driving in this new direction, all of a sudden the car started to slide off of the highway, and as I looked up over the back seat, I could see it starting to go over the canyon.
这个故事，当然，他这个车子在走的时候呢，他在后面发现呢，这个车子已经是偏离的道路，然后呢，走向了这个峡谷里面。
And I remember my mom's words very clearly. She cried out, "God, help us!"
我记得我妈妈的这非常的清楚，她在讲说神救我。
And at that very moment, almost the car stopped and did not go another foot.
在那个当头呢，神就停下来，没有再往前一步。
The front of the car is hanging over, going down the cliff.
车的前面已经在悬在半空中，要掉到峡谷里面去。
But the back of the car is being held by a little tree that caught itself inside the bumper.
这个车子的后面呢，却被一个小小的这个树枝的勾住，然后它不再往前走。
I remember us getting out of the car and people coming and saying, if that car would have gone over, we probably would have never ever found you again.
And then 我们出来之后呢，后面有人说，如果你车子再掉下去，我们将不会再看到你们了。
The wrecker pulled the car out and put us back on the road.
这有人帮我们的车子拖回来的，放在路上面。
Anyway, my dad turned around and went back to go the original direction that he had prayed and planned.
然后我父亲呢就把车子转头，然后呢重新回到呢他原来所预定的路线上面去。
Now that's a personal story of God's grace and God's protection in directing us.
这个是一个非常有强有力的神的恩典跟保护我们的故事。
Brothers and sisters, he does that every day in your life, one way or another.
各位弟兄姊妹，神呢保护大家呢，从不管是从哪一个方向。
God brings adversity into our lives in order to shake us up, in order that He can direct us in the direction He wants us to go.
神呢带来各样的挑战呢，就是让我们警醒，或者是让我们能够改变我们自己，能够更符合神。
Let me just go to one other thing that God shakes us up for, and that is to protect us.
让我们来在另外一个故事来说明这个神如何来保护我们。
As you read the story.Of Daniel's life, you will see five times in five different tests where God takes Daniel's life and through adversity strengthens him, gives him more influence and more power.
你在看但以理书时候，你会发现呢，神有五个挑战，五次的时候呢，来测试但以理，让但以理呢每次经过这测试的时候呢，更有影响力。
In the book of Genesis, we read.You intended it to do harm, but God intended it for good.
在这个创世纪里面，神我们可以读到呢，神呢有做了一些事情，让我们是认为 是好的。
When adversity comes into our life, God will bring good out of it if we trust Him.
神呢在任何挑战的时候，他都会带来一个好的结果。
His ways are perfect.
他的方式是一个完美的方式。
I don't know at times in my life why things come until later when I look back and I see how God's protection has been there to make things perfect.
我每次我在我的生命里面呢，我回头看，我都能够看到神如何来保护我。
Well, I suggested to you this morning that adversity will happen in all of our lives. I've suggested to you that God has a reason that He brings adversity to help us grow. And let me just finally wrap up my message this morning from Daniel and say, finally, we trust God for what we don't understand as well.
那我们每次在看但以理的书的时候呢，我们都深深地感觉到在神给予我们的挑战里面如何来改变我们人生，然后我们讲最后的一句话就是神帮助我们改变我们。
Let me go back for just a minute to Daniel's life.
那我们继续回头来看一下这个但以理的生活。
Daniel taken as a 15-year-old into captivity.
但以理在15岁的时候被俘。
And for 70 years, there's every attempt to change the way that he lives and the way that he practices.
在70年的当中呢，尝试的去改变他的信仰跟他的生活。
But God was faithful to see him through every test and every circumstance.
神呢就是特别的恩照他，然后呢看顾他每一次的这个挑战。
And in the end, Daniel was the one that stood tall.
最后到最后为止，但以理还是能够在那一个地方。
Daniel was the one that God trusted.
但以理是神所信任的。
Let me close with just this. There are only two men mentioned in the Bible that God trusted enough to tell what was going to happen in the end of the world.
我们在提醒大家，在圣经里面上只有两个人，神告诉他们说，在十四节结束的时候，神还会是有信心。
One was Daniel.
一个是但以理。
And the other was John the Apostle.
第二个是这个约翰，施洗约翰。
God trusted them to give them information and to instruct them in what He is going to bring in the end when we stand in His presence.
神呢是信任他们，而且能告诉他们，在我们结束，在这个世界结束的时候呢，他们还会在那个地方来做见证。
Brothers and sisters, God will do the same for us.As we're faithful.
弟兄姊妹，神会做相同的事情，如果我们是有这个信心的。
I trust that you will rest in His grace, that you will trust Him to see you through every circumstance.
我相信呢，你们会在他的恩典之下，也相信呢，我们会在任何的情况之下。
The Bible is our textbook that gives us instructions and guidance.
圣经是我们的测试的书，能够给我们各种的导引。
And it's good for our learning as well.
而且是一个非常好学习的。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. 好，我们谢谢这个Pastor Jay 给我们这个正道。那让我们现在呢，请大家再翻到这个诗歌本的这个。